Now, today is my last day presenting the South Australian Country Hour. Despite me thinking I've got all the power, I am still being told what to do. So in a bit of a terrifying moment, my producers are insisting that I stop talking now so that they can play a very important story. They haven't told me anything about it.
G'day, Brooke Neindorf here, ABC Eyre Peninsula Rural Reporter. And this morning I've actually heard that you're going, Nicolai, because you were used in the deal for South Australia to get back 500 square miles of land along the SA-Victorian border. SA got the land and Vic got Nick. I still can't believe that I got to present the Country Hour with one of South Australia's most eligible bachelors. And I still can't believe that you made the list as a Victorian. All the very best, Nicolai. It's been great working with you. And one of the best memories would have to be the outback trip to Oonadatta. The golden tonsils will be missed.
Cherie here, the rural reporter in Broken Hill. Feral pigs, opal mines, school of the air, kids and cute kelpie pups. Just a few memories I have of Nicolai when co-presenting the Country Hour with him from the far west. Great working with you, Nicolai, and thanks for all your techno nerd tips too. It's sad to see you go, but wishing you all the best. But it's
So, Danny, we decided we're going to send you to Adelaide for training. Our presenter there is this young guy called Nick, and he's really cool and hip and should be able to show you how it's done. That was what I was told when I got the gig with ABC Rural, and just when I thought your smooth ways were starting to rub off, you're leaving. Lucky I'm right on the border. There's still a hope for me yet. Best of luck from Danny and the Mount. Goodbye.
Nikolai, is it Russian for grace under pressure?
There we go. Told you it wouldn't take too long. Phil Graham joins us. Morning, Phil.
Morning, Nikolai.
Hey. Oh! What are the odds?
Indeed. Thanks for the last 18 months, Nikolai. You will be missed here at ABC Riverland and Mallee. All the best in Melbourne. See you, mate.
G'day, Nikolai. Drew Radford here. You turncoat. We give you a job and this is the gratitude we get. You're a Victorian though, so I guess this is what we should expect. Seriously though, I'm gutted to see you go. Some of my most fun times working on the Country Hour have been with you. You're damn good at what you do and your departure is a real loss to the ABC in South Australia. You have a fabulous rapport with the audience and those who work with you. You'll go far and I'm very pleased that I and SA have been part of that journey. Enough nice stuff. Now scurry off back over the border. It's all right, it's
okay. I don't need you anyway. G'day, Nicolai. Laura Poole here. I just wanted to apologise for a couple of things. I'm sorry I made you wear a onesie on stage at the Royal Adelaide Show while you presented the programme. I'm also sorry that I took photos of you while you were acting like an alpaca and posted them on social media. I'm also sorry that I made you read rural-themed love messages on Valentine's Day. I'm not really sorry. Nicolai, it's been so much fun to work with you. You're a true professional. Best of luck over the border.
Well, Nicolai, this message is from Beck, your producer. And I don't think you're going to be at all surprised at how I'm choosing to sum up the past 1 year and 7 months.
Because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
G'day, Nicolai. There's a certain irony that I'm actually recording this from your last substantive post at Cairns in far north Queensland, and here you are about to scram from South Australia and head to your next permanent post in Victoria. Mate, just wanted to say, in your time in South Australia, you've done a fantastic job presenting the Country Hour. You've really made the program your own, and you've sounded so engaged and interested and authoritative in the time that you've been in South Australia. And of course, all of that's now going to flow to the very lucky state of Victoria, your home state. So wish you all the very best in the next step of your career, Nikolai, and I'll look forward to hearing you make the Victorian Country Hour as polished and as professional and as much your own as you have the South Australian program. All the best, mate. Travel well.
Well, I don't know how I can top that. That's lovely. I'm struggling just a little bit. But anyway, there's not a whole lot that I particularly wanted to say in terms of a goodbye. And I guess in a sense, that's because I do believe that the Country Hour is about you guys. It's about the listeners and being able to hear your thoughts, to share your stories, and to learn from you. And, you know, really that's the thing that makes me want to turn up to work every day. So that's all I really wanted to say. Thank you to everybody that rung up with a dumb question. I'm sure that's a lot of you are nodding right now at that. Everybody whose property I've turned up, you've welcomed me in with a cup of tea. One thing that continually impresses me in agriculture is how willing farmers, all people in agriculture, are to take the time to talk to you. So thank you very much for that. There are so many people within the ABC that have made this so much fun as well. I could name them all. We'd be here all afternoon, and the news waits for no man, as we know. So to name just a few, our rural reporters, of course, Lauren, Clint, Brooke, Danielle and Cherie. To Laura and to Beck, to Drew, Lee and Kate in Adelaide, and indeed to everybody at both the Adelaide and all of our regional offices. You've been incredibly welcoming, incredibly supportive, and you've made this a whole lot of fun. Now, it is a little bit of a cliche, but I do think that presenting Country Hour is the best job in the ABC. Selfishly, I'm lucky enough to be able to continue down that path, heading off to Melbourne, my home, to present the Victorian Country Hour. So, as you probably have realised by now, you won't get rid of me entirely. You will hear me from time to time, I'm sure. But my time in South Australia has really genuinely left a strong impression on me, some memories that I will carry with me for my whole life. So it is with a heavy heart that I cross that interstate border. That's it for the Country Hour. Have a great weekend.